A White House sit-down. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden met with the leader of the House to talk about the borrowing limit.
For an hour, President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy exchanged perspectives on reducing the debt.
We walked out saying we would continue the discussion. And I think there is an opportunity here to come to an agreement on both sides.
McCarthy would not detail specifics of any proposal, but reiterated cuts to Social Security and Medicare are not on the table.
We both laid out some of our vision of where we'd want to get to. And I believe after laying both out, I can see where we can find common ground.
Still, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the debt limit must be raised without conditions like spending cuts, as it was done during the Trump administration. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve has raised a key interest rate a quarter of a percentage point in a move to extend its fight against inflation. Chair Jerome Powell saying the central bank recognizes the pace of inflation has cooled, a signal that it could be nearing the end of its rate increases. Remembrances and a call to action today. The funeral for Tyree Nichols, the black man who was beaten after he was pulled over by Memphis police. A renewed call by Vice President Harris and others for Congress to pass a police reform bill. Tyree's mother, Rovon Wells.
There should be no other child that should suffer the way my son and all the other parents here have lost their children. We need to get that bill passed.
Five police officers involved in the altercation were fired. They face murder and other charges. The special unit they were part of has been disbanded. Power briefly knocked out at Los Angeles International Airport, leaving many passengers in the dark and halting security checks. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A Republican-led House Oversight Committee is sounding the alarm over billions of dollars of missing COVID-19 relief money.
Michael Horowitz, chair of the Pandemic Response Accountability Committee, testifying before a House Oversight Committee that the urgency in providing COVID relief led to a lack in accountability and the theft of tens of billions of dollars in COVID aid.
Over 69,000 questionable Social Security numbers were used to obtain $5.4 billion in pandemic loans and grants.
Committee Chairman Republican James Comer of Kentucky vowing to get to the bottom of what he calls the greatest theft of American taxpayer dollars in history. Of the $5 trillion set aside for pandemic relief, almost 90% has been spent as of November. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have been announced.
A woman who is having a renaissance thanks to her music being featured in Netflix's Stranger Things, Kate Bush, Cyndi Lauper, George Michael, Sheryl Crow, and Willie Nelson are among the nominees for the 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Missy Elliott, Iron Maiden, Soundgarden, Rage Against the Machine, The Spinners, A Tribe Called Quest, Joy Division, New Order, The White Stripes, and Warren Zevon have also been nominated and are first-timers. With Crow, Lauper, Michael, and Nelson, the voting is underway. You can participate with your vote at rockhall.com. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A Romanian official says influencer Andrew Tate has lost his appeal at a Bucharest court and will be held for further 30 days. Tate is detained in Romania on suspicion of organized crime and human trafficking. The spokesperson for Romania's anti-organized crime agency says he lost his appeal against a judge's decision in January 20th to extend his arrest to a second time for 30 days. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.